As I mentioned earlier, my name is Saeed Hamidou. First of all, I would like to extend my appreciation and gratitude to my co-authors, Dr. Wood and Dr. Goertel, for allowing me to do this study on carbon sequestration in home lawns under warm season turf grasses. Since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, humankind has introduced dangerous and numerous hazardous materials and substances into the environment at incremental rates. Our example for these dangerous materials or substances is greenhouse gases, which greenhouse gases include carbon dioxide and other gases. Carbon dioxide increased at the last 160 years by about 42% in the atmosphere. And this is relatively is very high and significant effect is caused by four major problems. Or these major problems include biomass burning, to which it happened worldwide, to by wildfire or natural or by human made. Deforestation also by human, most of it human-made, to extend and clean some vegetation cover for residency and other activity, included land use change. Soil erosion could be by water or winds, and tillage practices for most of it for agricultural productions. All of these contributed. All of this together contribute in unbalance of carbon carbon balance in the vegetation between vegetation cover and atmosphere. Climatologists estimated that every 1,000 gigatons of carbon emission from to atmosphere has increased the global temperature on average by almost 2 degrees. And during the last 260 years, atmospheric temperature increased by a fraction of one, less than one, ranged from 0.4 to 0.8. And this fraction has increased the wildfire extinction and the happiness, also increased melting glacier, and changed the ocean's biology, and some other problems associated with these, like, for example, increase the sea level by about 20 centimeters. Also, climatologists estimated that in the next 50 years, temperature will increase by about 3 degrees, which could be a bigger disaster, which stimulate some researcher idea to come up with idea to reduce this effect, temperature effect. They summarize three reasons or three issues to come up with to reduce the temperature effect. This reason, first one, sequester carbon in soil, reduce dependence on fossil fuel, and use conservation tillage practice on crop production. In our study, we used turf grass to sequester more carbon in soil. Some researchers estimated the planted area in the U.S. in 2005 to be around 20 million hectares of cover grasses. And this cover grass, turf grass, is increasing every year related to the about 700,000 hectare residential property increase every year, which could be about 23 million hectares up to now. Turf grass is a unique management scenario. We don't convert soil. We don't disturb the soil. It's better than conservation system, because in conservation we have to cover soil by at least 30%. This is almost 100% soil cover. And when we harvest during removal of clippings, it can happen weekly or every 2 weeks. Besides, it present perennial cover perennial crop residue or perennial crop constant cover for some of them more than 10 years and some grasses. Besides, turf grass produce something called thatch. It's a layer above the soil surface and below the green canopy. Researchers before estimated the carbon sequester in soil during only soil, estimated to range from 0.3 to 1 megaton per year. Our objectives is to determine the carbon sequestration in three major warm season turf grasses, include the Bermuda grass, centipede, and zogia. To do this study, we selected randomly 18 home lawns in Auburn, Alabama. Three turf grasses, as I mentioned, Bermuda, centipede, and zogia. Each grass, six home lawns chosen for each grass, according with USDA NRCS web soil survey, to be all of them under Marvin sandy loam soil, under one soil. Each lawn of these collected six soil samples at three different depths, 0.5, 5.10, and 10.20. We divided these six samples to three soils, three samples for soil analysis, and the other three samples we washed them for root analysis. On the same time, we collected six thatch layer. We divided the thatch layer into shoot tissue, above ground biomass, and below ground, which include the rhizomes and stolons. All of this, all soil sample and biomass samples, dried, soil sample, air dried, biomass sample, oven dried, and we determined carbon using the LECO, high temperature combustion. Also, soil bulk density is determined or estimated on the one our samples or samples. Carbon sequestration determined or calculated as recommended by EPA using the carbon concentration, bulk density, and soil depth. Our result with respect to the soil thickness depths, we found that in zoysia, zoysia grass was the best grass to accumulate carbon in almost all depths. With no exception for all grasses, accumulated carbon in the first depth. With the highest concentration in zoysia, the same for roots. With no exception, we found the first, the highest amount in the first depth, because the biomass on the that in all grasses, it was accumulated or most of them concentrated on the top 5 centimeter depth, and decreased or declined by depth. Overall, we find that zoysia grass has the ability to concentrate or to accumulate or to sequester more carbon in soil in all the system, in soil or roots and above and thatch also. We conclude from our study that zoysia grass is the best grass to sequester carbon, and we recommend for a new home loans or a new home owner to plant this grass, and we don't recommend other grasses, but if they can plant this grass, zoysia or centipede. And we don't recommend Bermuda grass according to our study in warm season area. Besides the above ground biomass, played an important role. We recommend also from our study to return the clippings, not take them away, and to reduce the amount of fertilizer required for all grasses. And because also the area of turf grass planted is widely extended, small change on management or fertilizer added can participate positively on reducing the carbon dioxide concentration on the atmosphere. and thank you for your attendance, and I'll be happy to answer any questions. Yeah, we can. We can meet with them and tell them, and also publication during publish our work, yeah. They will be able to find it.
So
and meetings during meetings like this, yeah.
So you recommend them to grow Zoja instead of the other grasses?
The new one, the new home owner, because the old one has been already planted. To take it out, it will be costly more than to put another one. Yeah, we're doing a lot of study, but this just to present one part of our study. We did more work for nitrogen mineralization and other issues, included the carbon dioxide emission, but this is specifically for sequestering carbon, reduce to balance the carbon between atmosphere and vegetation cover. Questions? Yeah, it's perennial. All of them are perennial. Yeah.
And what's the carbon and nitrogen
ratio? The carbon and nitrogen ratio. It's on the grass themselves or on soils? Because we're doing another study.
On the plant biomass.
On the plant biomass, carbon and nitrogen, it's between 17 to... It's ranged from 15 to 25, according to GRAS. The lowest one was in reported on Georgia. The highest one in Bermuda.
So you also recommend that people to put the clippings,
return them to the lawn. Yeah, because we met some homeowners, they don't return it, just cut it and take it away. Some of them irrigated and some other is not irrigated. But most of these lawns irrigated.
Have you done fertilizers they apply?
Yeah, they apply most of these, they depend on the grass. For Bermuda grass, they applied around 150 to 200 kilogram per hectare every year. In Sandy Beach, they applied maybe just twice per year, and it ranged from 85 to 120. For Zoysia, they applied ranged from 75 to 110 once a year. Yeah, then the Zoysia was the lowest one, followed by Sunnybeet, and the monster of nitrogen was Bermuda. Applied more than 150 kilograms per hectare every year. Thank you very much.